Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Whatever's on your mind is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, you got me, Bonnie.
Riley.
And it's Ian.
And I also wanted to tell the audience that on October 2nd will be the next at 10 a.m. 10 a.m.
Oh, you're talking about the hearing for the sentencing.
Yes.
Yes.
10 a.m.? That's one of my questions.
Yeah.
So October 2nd at 10 a.m., there's going to be Ian Freeman's sentencing. So Ian Freeman, the...
Part two.
Yes. The creator of Free Talk Live, the man in the second seat right now. If you've ever felt that he has made an impression on your life positively, you want to support him in any way, I ask you to please come and show up because... It does help. It shows the judge that this man has impacted a lot of people's lives, that it's somebody people care about. You know, he's not just a criminal with no friends type of thing. It makes it look better to the judge if more people come. And last time, 100 people came. And I'm
grateful
for that.
Thank you to everybody.
And that's a nice turnout for a man who's supposedly a mastermind criminal.
Yep, the worst kind of criminals, what the prosecution said.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's October 2nd in Concord, New Hampshire at the federal courthouse. It's 55, I think, Pleasant Street. And I would just really appreciate anybody who wants to come out. And I really do appreciate those that came last time for the sentencing that got pushed forward.
I'm going to try and be there.
Thank you, Riley. Thank you for being there. The Free Theaters really came through. And even some people from out of state. It was really cool. So, moving on, this is from WSBTV.com from Atlanta. The city mistakenly tore down this man's home. Now, they are suing him for $68,000 in demolition costs.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, so
The people calling themselves the city of Atlanta are doing this.
Yes, the people calling themselves the city of Atlanta.
Remember, Ian mentioned earlier that authority doesn't exist and these are just people.
Yep, and Jet would love to hear you saying that it's not just government, it's government people or goons, tyrants, despots, parasites, thugs, mafia members, gang members. That's what they are. It's what they are in reality.
Parasites.
Parasites is my favorite. But before we get into that, this man being sued by his city because they tore down his house... let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We've got Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, what's on your mind?
Well, I tell you, the vast majority of law enforcement goons that wind up being listed on the Officer Down Memorial page are not there as a result of armed resistance against the hostile government. I mean, they wind up driving off the road and splattering into trees. They're writing up a crash and a drunk driver comes along, or they're confronting a burglar. And, I mean, the government has this law against burglary for a reason, and burglary is a violation of somebody's rights. It's a non-aggression principle violation, and so the cops are there to bust the burglar for good reason.
Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while, there is a freedom fighter out there who takes out one or more enemy law enforcement goons.
I think it's a bad idea, definitely, too, because you're doing violence against people.
Well, they're thugs that are on a mission to commit unprovoked violence against innocent people. And so, anyway, Saturday in Palmdale, California, a deputy sheriff was sitting in a marked, marked sheriff's vehicle in uniform, and a human being, went up there. The cop was waiting at a red light. This is, I've seen a number of cases where cops have been, taken out while waiting at a red light, because that's where they're vulnerable. And, the human, shot the cop and left, and somebody came along eventually and noticed and called it in, and the cop got rushed to the hospital in critical condition and died in the hospital. So that cop is on the Officer Down Memorial page.
Okay, but,
and
but that cop was sitting at a red light at that time, so how can you say that he was hurting people?
It's kind of like when the Battle of Concord, where you've got the enemy soldiers approaching. These are members of an organized force that is on a mission to intimidate the humans into obeying a multitude of blatantly unjust laws. It's the
same, but that doesn't justify glorifying their deaths.
Yeah, I, honestly, that story makes me sad. It's like that person could have had the opportunity. What if that guy went up to him and started a conversation with him and got him thinking, and then he decided what he was doing was wrong? Wouldn't that be a better outcome than just shooting him in the head and killing him?
The abolitionists tried reasoning with the crazy people. You can't get anywhere trying to reason with them. It's a
this is collectivism, by the way, what you're doing here. And, Tom, you represent yourself as some sort of a liberty-minded person, but here you are collectivizing the police as though they're all the same and that none of them have any hope of ever thinking any differently than what they currently do. And
I agree they're all bastards, but I also agree that they're all individuals who some of them probably can't be reasoned with them, and some of them might be able to be talked out of it.
Well, you met one recently. His name's Brad,
right?
And he's a former law enforcement officer.
And former, no longer a bastard.
Well, they're all members of an organized force that is on a mission, and they all chose to enlist in the police.
And they should have the right to choose to stop, and that's what Brad ended up doing at some point. And after he, well, actually, I think they tried to run him out of the police department, but they were unsuccessful at running him out, and then he decided to quit on his own volition. But had you, you know, had somebody just pulled up at a stoplight and put a gun and shot Brad, then we wouldn't have him today. He was at the hearing as well. I know you were there, Tom, so thanks for coming out. But Brad was also there, and you would have cheered his death if he was a police officer back when he was. But he decided to come out against the war on drugs. And they tried to come after him for that, and he's a hero for standing up for freedom.
That's a great way to think of it. Well, thank you for the call, Tom. I was just going to say that's a great way to think of it. Think of cops as past Brad Jarvis's, because that'll make you have a little bit more compassion for them and not be cheering on their deaths. One thing that Ian said after the, not like directly after, but sometime after the FBI raided our house was that they could be, they're just, the difference between us and people who end up raiding innocent people's houses and terrorizing them and their dogs and pointing guns at them is just choices.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
Like,
choice is a big thing. Like, you can choose to either participate in destroying people's lives or terrorizing people, or you can choose to be a better human being. But no, I'm not going to participate in that.
Things that happened in people's lives throughout their lives ever since they were a kid, different choices that they made brought them to different places. Like, I happened to make the choice one day to log into Facebook and start arguing with my sister that the minimum wage being raised to $15 an hour wasn't going to solve things. And then so many different things happened, and I made so many different choices just from that instance that led me to finding out that I, you know, finding out the information on the internet that led to me becoming a libertarian. But if that didn't happen, I would have been more like a righty. I might be, you know, someone who just believes, like, well, we need cops because the, like, law and order. That was basically how I felt about cops. And also, I didn't, if I wouldn't have gotten in trouble with the cops and didn't have personal experience with them being really bad to me, then, you know, I might have just never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to think about these people. They are, in the moment, being bastards. And I believe that, and I stand by that, because of the choices they're making. But I'm not saying that they are all unable to change. And I think that that would be some of the best type of activism, like the number one best activism would be targeting cops and, like, not in a bad way, sorry, targeting them for an audience for people to talk about freedom and peace and ministering to them basically about the ideas of peace and love and freedom and liberty would be the most effective thing.
Yeah, it'd be a good way to do cop outreach or something like that.
Really hard. I there's a point where I was trying to ask people in different chats here in New Hampshire, like, I want to go out with signs and tell cops, like, get conversations started with cops, and no one wants to do it with me. And I don't blame them, but I also didn't want to do it alone. And it's kind of scary because you're putting yourself in the position to talk to a cop. That's immediately, like, they're looking for an excuse to arrest you. They're looking for something to hold against you that you say. But I don't know how we could do it. I even thought about writing letters, like doing a letter-writing campaign to cops. I just don't know how you, like, get their addresses to write to them.
I got a second example for you, too. The first year that we did Keenvention here in town, there was a keynote speaker who we featured. His name is Brian Tan, T-A-N-N, B-R-Y-A-N, Brian Tan. And he was a corrections officer at the Cheshire County Department of Corrections who quit his job after he had had conversations with people who were inmates, who were free staters, like our co-host Nobody and me. But I think most of the credit deserves to go to Nobody because he was in there the longest and had the most conversations with him. He quit his job, and we had him speak at Keenvention as our keynote address. And now he is an author, a published author, and he makes, I believe, like fantasy or sci-fi books.
What's his name?
Brian Tan.
Much more productive members of society writing fiction books than being a cop.
We didn't hate Brian. We didn't call him names. We didn't call
him
a bastard. He wasn't attacked physically.
Right.
He was. Ideas were shared with him, and he considered those ideas.
Okay, I think it's better to defeat people with ideas than being angry and violent toward them.
Imagine if this happened where less people were deciding their activism was going to be to try to convert cops, and we started having a huge amount of people. It's like, you're the blue team and they're, well, you're the red team and they're the blue team, and then you're getting, you have 100 on each side. Well, no, they have a lot less than there are of the average person, but, you know, they have more than there are libertarians, probably. So, and then you're just changing them, and then you see the dots turn from blue to red. You know, like, I think that would be that's the way to think of it. Like, I don't know, if more cops were turning into people on your side, all you would be doing is that they're just the perfect people to target, because targeting just some normie walking down the street that doesn't have any more power against what's going on than the next person, it's not that that's a bad thing, it's a great thing, but it would be really effective if we started going after the blue team's goons.
Right.
And they're the blue team.
So, you know, Tom's glorifying the death of police, and I just wanted to bring up Sheriff David Hathaway from Arizona, who seems like a good guy. And
he does.
And I'm glad he is, but he's still a sheriff. And, you know, there are good sheriffs out there.
I don't think there are very many of them, but
I think it's like
Sheriff Hathaway appears to be one.
Several million chance to be Sheriff Hathaway, because he's the person that took the job, because it's like the Free Staters in New Hampshire. They took the job because somebody's going to get elected for it anyway, and he's choosing to not do anything bad. So if Ian is going to be so argumentative about it, then I'll say Sheriff David Hathaway is not a bastard, and that's the only one I can say.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I guess that's a step in the right direction, Bonnie. And he's coming up, by the way, to visit New Hampshire for the first time ever.
That'll be cool to meet him.
With his wife on during my sentencing. So they're going to come up to the sentencing, which will be really cool.
It will be really cool.
Yeah.
So moving back along to this story from WSB-TV. Story from Atlanta. The city mistakenly tore down this man's home. Now they're suing him for $68,000 in demolition costs.
That's insane.
It is. First, the city demolished his home. Now they're trying to foreclose on the property to pay for the $68,000 in demolition costs.
Wow.
The whole time, an Atlanta man said the paperwork had the wrong address on it. I'm not going to let the city take this from me. I'm going to fight them tooth and nail, said homeowner Everett Tripodis. Whoa. His name is Tripodis, I guess, but it literally says Tripodis.
Okay.
It's just an empty lot now, but the city demolished his Southwest Atlanta home. Now, Tripodis told Channel 2 consumer investigator Justin Gray that he has been served with a lawsuit from the city of Atlanta saying they intend to foreclose and take the property. When I saw that come in from the city, I was quite excited. Maybe it was a letter of apology.
Maybe it was a check. People don't apologize.
Yeah, maybe it was a check, he said.
Yeah, they could afford it. I mean, yeah, that's what's absolutely so absurd about this. Right. This is the city of Atlanta. I mean, that's a multi-million-dollar city, right? That's probably a billion-dollar city or something. There's a lot
huge
of revenues
city.
There.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I opened it up and realized that they were suing me, Tripodis said. Gray first reported in March how before tearing down the house, the city sent its notices that a city inspector found the house to be unfit for habitation to the wrong addresses.
Oh, no.
So before tearing it down. Certified letters were returned to sender. I'm a little confused about that. The city sent its notice that a city inspector found the house unfit for habitation to the wrong addresses, and certified letters were returned to sender.
I'm guessing Everett or whatever his name has returned the letters to the people, to the city.
It's just a little confusing because it says the city sent its notices that the inspector found it for found that to the wrong addresses. I don't know. Anyways, yeah, maybe you're right. He just returned it to sender. Even the official demolition hearing notice was for Lawton Avenue, zip code 30314. But Tripodis's home is on Lawton Street, which is in the 30310 zip code, about 1.4 miles away.
Wow. Okay. So, like, no way to even confuse these two except for the name of the street.
Right. Our Channel 2 action story got the attention of the city council. A review of the city's demolition, or in rem process, reported to the city council in April that some property owners were unaware their homes were up for demolition.
Mm.
Whoa. That sounds dangerous, like people
yeah,
can get in there.
Yeah, that's really dangerous and really frightening that a group of strangers calling themselves the city could do something like that.
Yes, it really is scary. But now, even after those problems were flagged to city leaders, Tripodis got served with a lawsuit. The city is alleging that the property should be sold at public outcry unless one or more of the interested parties tenders the full redemption amount. Sounds legalese-y.
Hmm.
That amount with interest is now more than $68,000 in demolition costs. After you air the story, everyone sees it. Instead of them fixing the problem, they double down and do it again. It's like after the slap comes the spit in my face. I'm just frustrated, Tripodis said.
It's crazy.
Tripodis had already filed a lawsuit against the city for demolition.
Hmm.
That's still stuck in the Fulton court system. I guess Fulton's the county or something?
Yep.
He only has a matter of a few weeks to respond to the foreclosure suit. Gray contacted the mayor's office about this story. They tell us they are researching the situation. So that's it.
That's it.
It's just a crazy, crazy story
that,
to me.
That, to me, is really a tragic story because, you know, here a man lost his home to a group of strangers calling themselves the city all because they made a stupid mistake.
And they're not willing to apologize.
No, they don't apologize. They're not going to apologize, and they don't care about apologizing. They just want their money.
And so it says he sued the city in response to them destroying his home.
Right.
But that's still dragging through the court system. Meanwhile, the city is now suing him for $68,000.
And only giving him a couple weeks to respond.
That's ridiculous.
Is that, does that mean the city gets, like, preference in the court system? They get their case heard first? Because if he filed first, shouldn't his case get heard first?
I would think so. But, you know, the courts like to favor their own, it sounds like.
What do
and
I know?
I agree. It does sound to me like they're doubling down. Like, they can't be shown to have, you know, done something wrong. I don't know. It's already been proven that they did something wrong, but they don't want to be actually, you know, punished for it. Because these are people who aren't used to repercussions. They're used to acting and doing whatever they want.
Well, there won't be any repercussions for them, even if the lawsuit that the man filed against the city, even if that lawsuit is successful, it's not as though whichever city bureaucrat signed off on the form with the wrong address on it, somebody made that mistake, okay, whoever it was, and whatever department, somebody's name is on that notice, And that person is not going to be debited $68,000. That person, whoever that bureaucrat is, isn't going to have to pay for this man's right. house or property or anything like that. If the city ever does is forced by the court system to cut this man a check, it's going to be the taxpayers that are on the hook, not the bureaucrats themselves. So they have no responsibility.
No, they really don't. It's the taxpayers, unfortunately. Now, I would love to see the city bureaucrats be punished, but that will never happen.
It's such a gross system that has been created by these thugs who call themselves government, and everybody just decides that that's fine, that whatever they do is fine because they call themselves the word government, so it's a magical word.
Yes.
Moving on, we have a caller on the line. Bad Slave in New Hampshire, you're on the phone, or you're on the air with us. What's on your mind, Bad Slave?
Well, thank you very much for taking my call, Bonnie. I was just curious about David Hathaway. I mean, he sounds like a guy, and I think I've actually heard him, claiming to take the discretionary role in traffic stops and, interactions with the public.
I don't
but,
know.
I'm not sure about that. I don't recall.
I don't know if he does traffic stops. He's a sheriff.
It depends
on the state. In Florida, the sheriffs are stopping people all over the place. Up here, you hardly ever see it. Usually in New Hampshire, the sheriffs are glorified paperwork servers. They go to houses and serve warrants or not warrants, but notices from courts.
They run the courts.
Although I have been pulled over by a county sheriff one time. Here in Keene, it is very rare. If you drive around, you'll rarely see a sheriff with their lights on pulling somebody over. It barely ever happens.
They have the power, I think.
Yeah.
In most cases,
but that's not usually what they're doing.
They're all taking extortion to feather their nests. And
you're talking about the money that is going into their paycheck is extortion money.
I agree, Bad Slave. That was my point when we were talking about this a couple weeks ago. Like, even if there was a cop that does nothing wrong, I still think it's wrong to choose an occupation where it's not a private company, it's public, and therefore it's, you're getting paid with theft money.
Well, but that's true for every government bureaucrat,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So
I said it about my dad for being an enlisted soldier.
Is it wrong if you don't know that it's wrong?
Yeah.
But
it's always going to be wrong whether you know it's wrong or not.
Okay.
It's just you're up to you to become an educated person in this life.
But if you don't know it's wrong, then at least you're not knowingly doing wrong, right? You're just taking a job because, hey, I want to clear the roads. I want to be a snowplow
guy. That's why I say a lot of times, like, I don't feel as much, like, what is wrong with them about, like, people who joined the military in, like, the 80s than I feel about people who joined the military today. There's just so much information out there. And
you don't have as much of an excuse today?
You don't have as much of an excuse to not, know about what's going
on. We have a lot of wars that are basically proxy wars that have been fought. Like the war with Iraq,
right. The
Afghanistan conflict, all these wars have been here to demonstrate that the military is nothing more than a front for a Ponzi scheme known as government.
Well, thank you for the call, Bad Slave. I appreciate it. 603-283-6160 to get on the last segment with us. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The U.S. USA News Update. It's now the sixth day of the United Auto Workers strike against the big three U.S. automakers. Nearly 13,000 auto workers remain on strike at three plants in Missouri, Ohio, and Michigan, and the number could rise in the next couple days. Two hearings are expected to be held on Friday in Brian Koberger's case. Lisa Taylor with more.
He's the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students last year. The judge approved to hold one hearing behind closed doors. The defense will argue the indictment was based on a biased grand jury. The second hearing will be a motion to dismiss the indictment based on grounds there was an error in grand jury instructions.
Stocks are down, ending the day on Wall Street. This comes after Federal Reserve decided to pause its rate hiking campaign to fight inflation. The Fed hinted one more rate hike is most likely in the cards for this year. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
You control. 603-283-6160 is the phone number to call in. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Talk about what we're talking about. Argue with us. It doesn't matter. It's up to you. 603-283-6160. You can also bring up whatever you want. And in the studio with you tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
Riley.
And Ian.
And we were just talking about it. Absolutely crazy situation, a story where a man got his house torn down accidentally by the city of Atlanta, and now they're suing him for demolition costs. They tore down the wrong home, and they want to sue this man for demolition costs.
That's crazy, all right. But that's what I'd expect from government.
Yeah, that's what I expect from government, too.
Oh, and he's still got to pay taxes on the destroyed land.
Yep.
But I wanted to move on to this story Riley brought in tonight. This is a really annoying website. And just like the last one, it has this giant top banner, Vice does now, I guess. And then, like, underneath is the place where the article is. So I'm like, well, as I scroll, it's only, like, a couple paragraphs at a time.
That's ridiculous.
And the last one had it, too, so it's really annoying to deal with. okay, this is from Vice News, like I said. Tim Ballard's departure from Operation Underground Railroad followed sexual misconduct investigation.
So for those who don't know, Operation Underground Railroad is this alleged sex trafficking organization that goes after sex traffickers.
Oh, is this that movie?
Yeah, it's based on Tim Ballard's life.
What's the movie called?
Sound of Freedom.
Yes.
Sound of Freedom.
I've been following Tim Ballard and his operation for a while because of a journalist by the name of Lynn Packer, who has done work on showing that they are actually not what they claim they are.
Oh, really?
Interesting.
Yeah, they've been really dishonest in their practices regarding who they're finding, how they're finding them, and Tim Ballard hasn't been an honest man.
So are you saying this guy's a grifter?
Yes.
And are you saying that this guy was doing this journalism showing what Operation Underground Railroad was really like before the movie?
Oh, yeah. He's been doing it for years. I think if you look up Lynn Packer, which is L-Y-N-N, that's Lima, Yankee, November on YouTube, Lynn Packer, you'll find his videos for quite some time talking about Operation Underground Railroad. And
so what do they purport to be? They're supposedly out there
they're
somehow
interdicting.
They're
supposedly anti-sex trafficking, and they're all about trying to break up sex trafficking rings in foreign countries so children don't get sex trafficked. And they blow out, they overblow statistics on who's being helped or whatever, and it's just a strange story.
So, yeah, that's the only reason that this is really interesting to me, because if it was just like, oh, the head of some CEO of some water bottle company, you know, was he left after a sexual misconduct investigation. It's not that interesting, but it is interesting when it's the guy that's from that movie, Sound of Freedom, that all the Republicans were like, yeah, this guy's a hero.
He's a hero.
Yeah. And
they were heroes.
I don't know. I just find it pretty interesting. Like,
have either of you seen that movie?
No.
No, I have not.
I mean, you're blind, Riley, but I mean, you know what I mean,
he
right?
Listens to me.
Have you heard the movie?
I know what you mean, but
Do you get, as an aside, do you as a blind person, do they have like accessible movies where they describe what's going on?
Yep.
Nice.
We'll have to watch one together sometime. That would be really fun.
That would be fun.
Is there actually like video on the track, or is it just
there's? Well, it depends. I mean, if you get it on like if you go to Netflix and watch a video, there is usually a setting to turn on description for that video, so you can listen to the audio described track while you're watching the movie.
Interesting. Okay,
that is interesting. I never really thought about that.
It's somehow able to have the dialogue of the movie,
yep,
and there's somebody who's telling you so and so does XYZ or whatever.
And they tell you what comes up on the screen, and if there's like dialogue where there's a subtitle, so we'll read the subtitles.
Neat.
Interesting.
Does it take longer? Do you know, like, do they actually pause the movie?
No, they don't pause the movie. They just double track the movie and put the track over the over the movie.
It all fits. Okay. Yep. All right. Neat.
That's really interesting. I never thought about like watching a movie with Riley. We could watch one like that. But anyways, so continuing on from this guy.
So what's his name?
I'm just laughing. Tim Ballard.
Tim Ballard, okay.
And I'm just laughing because, like, he's taking a picture in front of one of those, you know, how, like, this thing behind you, what's it called?
This is called a step and repeat. It is a graphic banner that has logos on it, and you usually see people at, like, you know, movie premieres or whatever standing in front of
Guess. Oh my gosh, I'm going to sound so dumb now. I just realized it's Spanish, and it says Libertad. He's standing in front of one that says in big words, Libertad.
Okay. Like Liberty.
Yeah. In Spanish, but I thought it said Libtard. And I was like, I was going to say I was laughing because, like, is this supposed to be
God.
A joke or something? And I just realized I just read it as Libtard. it looks like it's like labeling him like Libtard.
So we saw this. I think we saw this same story recently. Didn't I?
You commented it, but we didn't listen or read it. I don't think.
Apparently, this guy's been caught doing some naughty sex stuff, right?
Like, I mean, these are just allegations. I'm not saying he did them, but it's just interesting that here he is being caught doing sexual things.
All right, let's get into some of the allegations. It says Tim Ballard's exit from Operation Underground Railroad, or OUR, or R. Earlier this year, followed an investigation into claims of sexual misconduct involving seven women, according to sources with direct knowledge of the organization. Sources familiar with the situation said that the self-styled anti-slavery activist, who appears to be preparing for a Senate run, oh, I didn't hear that part before.
Yep. Well, Mitt Romney is stepping down, and so in Utah, So Sean Reyes, who's the current Attorney General, made a statement a while ago saying...
The Attorney General of Utah?
Yep.
Okay.
And saying, I'm going to run for Attorney General again, but a friend and a patriot's going to be coming up soon to announce his run. And people are theorizing, yep, Tim Ballard's going to be the one that Sean Reyes, the Attorney General, the so-called Attorney General of Utah, was referring to.
So this Tim Ballard guy, apparently he is the founder of Operation Underground Railroad.
Yeah.
Wow.
And now he has stepped down from that organization, or was he removed?
Apparently he stepped down a few months ago.
Okay.
Now we're just hearing about it.
Mm, interesting.
Well, it says that he invited women to act, or allegedly, the sources say that he invited women to act as his wife on undercover overseas missions, ostensibly aimed at rescuing victims of sex trafficking.
What I wonder is, why would he need a woman to act as his wife?
Instead of, like, sister.
Or why does he need a woman to act as his wife anyway? Why can't he either bring his wife? Why does he need a wife to even act as a wife or whatever?
Does he have a wife?
If it has to be a woman, why can't it be, you know, like, just like, oh, this is my sister or niece or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's my cousin and we live together. I don't know. It's just a little weird. So he would then allegedly coerce those women into sharing a bed or showering together, claiming that it was necessary to fool traffickers because, they're looking in on his shower.
Right.
But
you never know where the cameras are.
I mean, it's all alleged, so I'm not trying to say I know that this happened or anything, but this is what sources familiar with the situation have said. So, But I'm going to take a pause and go to the phones, your phone calls and thoughts. Perry in California, you're on the air. What's on your mind, Perry?
Yes. I want to say something about the police in one moment. But first, I just wanted to mention real quick. For a long time, the Democratic Party has been taken over by the communists. Now, they're also crazy. They're evil, crazy, and stupid, but they've been taken over, and they're working on, they've got some of the Republicans too, don't get me wrong now. Now, they're working on the Republican Party. Now, once they get the Republican Party, if they get that far, people are slowly waking up because of the food prices and the gas prices and all these different things, the invasion that we have at the border and so forth. However, if we don't wake up fast enough, and they do take over the Republican Party, we're going to become Venezuela here in America.
I don't know.
Venezuela. They've eaten all their cats and dogs. They've eaten them all. If you go to that country, they say you can't even find a cat or a dog because they had to eat them. Yeah.
I agree. Venezuela was a terrible thing that happened. Socialism happened. But the thing about it here is, I think that they need this pretend back and forth. Like, they don't want to just make it Democrats are the only option, because then they would be too... The problem with the United States is they're just more subtly
absolute dictatorships. They're bringing their power in subtly. It doesn't matter who's in power. Republican, Democrat, Trump, Biden, whatever, they're all the same.
Well, the Republicans are already socialists, okay? Right. So let's make sure we're clear. They're not going to be communist openly, likely, at any point, because they're already socialist enough. They support big government. They make the government bigger every time they get control.
They want you to pay for their retirement funds and their police
wars.
And their wars,
their
protection.
The military is just a big socialist program. So, right. I mean, the government is already run by socialists.
Work-flavored welfare.
Well, but what I'm going to say is that you're right. The thing is we don't have to continue in the same direction. You know, the people are supposed to be the power, remember? the people, we are. But they're monitoring you right now. The government's listening to you. Your station's being monitored, I'm telling you.
Oh, we know that for a fact.
It is.
We know that for a fact.
And the thing is that, I really love America, okay?
Well, give up on it. It's over.
Yeah, it's over, dude. The empire's collapsing.
It's just propaganda from the beginning.
It's not completely over, I don't think.
What could you possibly do to change
the American
direction?
Dream is over because of the rate of inflation.
Well, we've got to get people in there that are Christian constitutional
people
conservatives
have been
that truly believe in that.
I don't really want to be ruled by those types of people.
Is this Perry? Well, is that his name,
yeah.
Perry? Perry, listen, listen to me, man. I'm not getting rid of you here. I just want to make sure you're clear on this. People have been saying what you are saying right now for as long as I have been alive. It has been going on for long before that. For generations, people have been saying, we just got to elect the right people to the Washington, D.C. And you know what happens?
Power, every single time. Power corrupts, absolutely.
Yeah. Power corrupts. So even if you do elect the so-called right people, they too will be corrupted by the power, and they too will become scum. I mean, that's just the reality of it.
Well, yeah, there's over 10,000 lobbyists in Washington, including countries and corporations and so forth. And they're paying off. You're right. You're absolutely right about that. They're giving them money. And they wine and dine them in limousines and everything. They do everything to get what they want.
Yeah, what makes you think you're going to change that? You can't change that by voting.
I'll give you an example. H&R Block has lobbyists.
Mm-hmm.
And they like the idea of having it complicated, our tax.
Absolutely.
You know,
it makes billions for them.
If we just had a simple flat tax, consumption tax.
Well, how come the Republicans aren't doing that?
Not on food, not on food, not on clothing, not on property. Private property shouldn't be taxed at all. There should be no tax on private property.
Sure.
But the thing is, if we had a flat tax, you'd get rid of all the IRS. They can be abolished. We don't need them anymore.
You know, they've been talking about this. This is called the so-called fair tax. And they've been talking about this since before this show moved to New Hampshire. It's been almost 20 years.
Yeah, I've heard about it for a long time, too, when nothing's been done about it.
On the streets, you don't hear about people talking about it. You don't hear people talking about it.
Because people on the streets don't have time for this crap. People on the streets are working. They're trying to
feed
their
jobs. They're feeding their families. They're working 9 to 5.
They're working more now.
One of the things is the younger generation, I don't necessarily think that they listen to talk radio a lot, you know, but they might listen to Rumble.
What would it matter if they did? I mean, look, there's somebody that's out there.
Are you on Rumble, by the way?
No, we're not. It's too complicated to get on Rumble.
Yeah, well, we have a channel there, but we're not using it for live streaming because it's annoying to have to use Rumble for live streaming. It's a hassle.
KTOX here in Arizona, KTOX radio stations on Rumble.
Okay, great. Well, then we're on Rumble.
Nice.
If we're on KTOX. But listen,
yeah,
here's the thing. It's like even if a bunch of people were talking about the flat tax or the fair tax or whatever, the odds that it's going to be implemented are near to zero. Or if it's going to be implemented, it'll be implemented in a way that you're not expecting it to be.
Why would the government just be like, okay, yeah, we'll agree to take less money from you?
They're not going to do that, Bonnie. The proposal of the fair tax is that they take actually more or the same amount, but they get rid of the IRS and they replace it with a flat tax of like 29 or 25%, which would be a sales tax by the federal government on everything that you buy.
Oh my God.
So the idea wouldn't be to reduce the money. It would be to change the system. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I like to see is like a 5 or 10% tax, but
no,
the government's
that's not
so
the proposal.
Evil. They want 95%. They're evil. They're very evil.
They're proposing
people.
Like 25 to 30% for the so-called fair tax. But again, none of these things are fundamental reforms to the system. And no one is going to propose a fundamental reform because they don't want to reduce their power. So I'm sorry to tell you this and be the bearer of bad news, but the United States is doomed to failure, just like all empires are doomed to failure. They have extended their reach of their military all around the planet. They have extended the reach of their dollar as far as it can, you know, well, it hasn't gone as far as it can go, but it's gone pretty far, and they're stretching it, and they're inflating it, and they're punishing the American people and the people that hold dollars, and it's just going to get worse and worse.
Can I just mention two more things, and that's it?
Yeah. It ain't turning around, though, dude. You've got to get real.
Okay. They talk about term limits, right? So if they voted for term limits for the people coming in, not for themselves, because they don't want to do that. They don't want to. And then from now on, everybody that comes in new, they're on term limits. You see my point? If that's
what good
the way
does
they
that
do
that.
Then That way it gets done, but over time.
But it's not going to change anything. I mean, again, what you're bringing up here is nothing new. I mean, I hate to tell you you're being unoriginal, but, I mean, this is not new. Saying we got to vote for the right people and put in term limits and change to the fair tax. This is stuff people have been saying for decades.
It's time for secession.
Yeah, but that's the only way out of this.
Some people are waking. Don't you think people are slowly waking up now?
Fine.
With all the
let them wake
on?
Up. But it's
so.
Not going to change anything.
They should wake up to
about
secession.
About like a 50-50%. Like some people are Republicans and they say stuff like this that's never going to happen. Some people are liberals and they say stuff like everything should be free, which is probably never going to happen either. But thank you for the call, Perry.
Wait. I want to say something about the police.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. You were saying earlier, the way I look at it is they should be filtering them better, making sure who they are before they get hired.
But you don't know who they'll become. I mean, I get what you're saying, but you still don't know what the power is going to do.
Yep.
Right. But if they get written up for something that they did wrong, then they got to get maybe a second time or third, whatever, they get fired. You can't keep them on the force.
Well, I don't really want to pay for whatever system you want to implement with police. I don't want to pay for it. Like it's.
I think most police are
this is socialism, Perry. You're trying to force me to pay for.
I'm asking a question. Then if somebody's robbing your house, who are you going to call? You going to just shoot them, or how are you going
to
do it?
Perry, if there were different, you don't have to force me to pay for whatever police.
It doesn't matter who I would call.
Perry, I'm answering your question. I'm answering your question, Perry. It doesn't change anything. No, shut up, please. It doesn't change anything if you're saying, I'm only allowed to have one option of people to call. It's socialism. You want to be a socialist and force me to pay for the one police department you want me to call? If that wasn't the case and I wasn't forced to pay for these people who abuse people and kill people over nothing all the time, then there could be, as Ian easily described earlier, it's not that hard to understand if you're not a socialist Republican, that there could be competing people, companies that come to protect people. Say you had somebody in your house, I could call my company and come.
Or you could
protect
just shoot
me.
The guy. I mean,
exactly. If I had my own gun and the government was not letting me have a gun like they are now, the government that you want me to pay for with your fair tax, you socialists, have a nice day.
I don't think you need to tell somebody to shut up, but if somebody keeps talking, you just press the hold button and then you can just put them on hold and you solve that problem.
I don't care.
But I think you're fair. I think it's fair that you call them a socialist because Republicans love to go off on socialism. They hate socialism, and there's a lot of reasons to dislike socialism. It sucks. It's a terrifying, tyrannical system. But I think you're absolutely right to point out that Republicans also believe in socialism and they support socialism. They just don't call it that when they do it.
Yeah, one time Chris.
Social security.
Right.
Military.
One time, Chris Wade, he's a former show host. I mean, he would probably be on the show if we needed somebody to help us with it right now, but he just was on Fridays, and then Fridays went to pre-recorded shows. So Chris Wade and I went to a protest here in town. It was a pro-police protest.
Well, that must have been poorly attended. How many people were at this?
No, there was like 20 people. And
that's
this one
poor.
Compared
to Black Lives Matter, there was like 300.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There was like this one loudmouth woman who apparently somebody said like her dad was a cop.
How old were these
And
protesters?
Most of them were old.
Elderly.
And so Chris Wade and I went to counter-protest, just to be clear. And Chris Wade was wearing a shirt that said socialism. I don't remember exactly what it said, but it said socialism is bad. It was like an anti-socialism shirt.
Nice.
And some of the Republicans that were had started gathering came up and they're like, "Nice shirt. I like your shirt." And he's like, "Thanks." So they're just kind of assuming that
he's
on their time,
yeah.
And are on their side. And then when he brought out his, when I got there, I gave him his poster he wanted me to bring him, and it said, something like something about pigs and stuff.
Okay.
And they were all like, all moving away from him. It was so funny. They just assumed he was on their team, and he kept saying I don't want to pay for your socialist program. That's all. That's it. And they couldn't wrap their mind around.
Yeah, it's hard for people to wrap their mind around the idea that police, military, social security, these are all socialist programs. These are all programs in which government steals money from your neighbor and gives it to you.
Well, or maybe not you. They're stealing from everybody and gives it to their buddies. How about that?
Yep.
Well, we have CW in Arizona, also calling from K-Talk. So what's on your mind, CW?
I just want to clarify, you guys are not on Rumble. What Perry was referring to is that our local shows stream on Rumble.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't do it. It's not 24 hours.
It's not a consistent stream.
I know,
it sounds like that.
Yeah.
But they have done it before where they forget to turn the Rumble off, and then there's just a chair, and then it goes all night. You get
nice.
Coast to coast, and you get all the other shows, too. But
all right, cool.
No, you're not consistently ran.
All right,
Rumble.
Well, that's okay.
If
people want to see us on video, they can go to watch.freetalklive.com, and you can find our Odyssey channel there, and you can watch the show there.
I actually really want to know what Coast to Coast is talking about these days. That's a good show. I haven't listened to it in a while.
I haven't listened to Coast in a while. I used to be a huge Coast to Coast fan. I am a Coast Insider currently, so I can get their audio.
Nice.
But I haven't listened to Coast in forever.
So you pay for a subscription?
Yep, I do.
Oh, wow.
I've never been that big of a fan, but I do like them.
Is that still George Norrie?
George Norrie is still hosting, as far as I'm aware.
Okay.
Oh, God, I don't know.
They usually have weekend hosts that are different.
Yeah, they do.
It's the only other show, I think, besides Free Talk Live that's seven nights a week.
Whoa.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I loved Coast to Coast because it covered strange things, and I'm fascinated by that stuff.
Me too, and I've
Bonnie
been telling
really
Ian...
loves Bigfoot stuff.
Yeah, yeah. This whole week I've been telling Ian it's been getting colder outside, and it just drives me even further to want to listen to, like, ghost stories, Bigfoot stories, alien stories, and just, like, basic, like, mystics talking about stuff like that. I just love it. Going on to more phone calls and thoughts, we have David in New Mexico. David, what's on your mind?
What you're talking about, but first of all, don't listen to anything that CW or Chuck from Washington says. Neither of them know anything about anything.
Thank you.
You guys sound like... They know I'm kidding. You guys sound like controlled opposition for the illegal, fake, pretend federal government.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, dude?
Because you're such naysayers about the original powers to the people that we had in the beginning that have been stripped away by the illegal, fake, pretend federal government.
What do you mean we're naysayers?
Because we always say that the government or the Constitution isn't going to protect us from anything. Because Perry calls
it. Yeah, that's right. What the people have been duped over the years to not believe that they have the power that they have in the highest law in the land, and you keep telling them that they don't have that power.
Thank you, David, for the call. I would say that the people have a lot more power than they know that they have. But it does not come from a piece of paper. The Constitution has been either powerless or has either been ineffective or powerless to stop what's happened. This has been Free Talk Live. We'll see you again tomorrow. Peace.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.